For IS-8, I believe it was. This is KO4HK.
Hey, sir. I was just going to see what everybody's weather looks like.
Here where I'm at, outside of Brevard, it is blue sky and cold. Hasn't made it above freezing today, and it's supposed to be really cold in the morning. But the roads are starting to clear from the radiant heat from the sun hitting them. So everybody's out doing the best they can.
We're starting to move.
Not copy any of that last transmission. You must have got off your X. If you're on an HT, move around till you find the strongest point of my voice and signal, and then try that again. I'll talk here for a minute, give you a chance to do that. I know HDs can be a trick to get into the repeater from certain areas, so hopefully you found you a good spot to try that again.
Thank you. I moved around a little bit. I hope this is a little bit better.
I would copy that time.
Here, the roads have kind of melted off as well. Even the ones inside neighborhoods have started to melt. People are starting to move around. But it's above freezing here in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Here, I know there's still a lot of power outages down that way. Still a lot of them up here, but they're starting to get some of it back on now.
If you don't mind, please give me your call sign again.
Sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
I am Kilo Romeo 4, India Sierra Hotel.
KR4ISH, I believe is what you did.
Correct.
Copy. You haven't had your license too long with the KR call. Good group of guys and gals on this repeater. There's a test every night here at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. Love to have you come by and be a part of it. I call Sunday night. Just come by and check it out as often as you can.
Well, roger that, KO4HKE. I will definitely do that. I appreciate that. This is KR4ISH73. Clear.
KO4HK. Standing by.
HKX and 0TR. Good afternoon, old man.
Hey, Tom. How are you, Miss Bernice, doing? And I'm not quite caught you yet, so I think you're still winning that race.
You didn't catch that, did you, Bernice? It's O-L-E, old man. I don't know if that's true or not, Patrick. But on ham radio, old man, it doesn't mean you're old. And you sure ain't. And it's going to be a while before you catch me, thankfully. Well, the ice has melted off the grass out in the front yard. I don't know. Is it out back, Mom? Not yet. Earlier, I took a leaf blower and went out, and I had told some ice melt out down by the garage door. And it started coming off in sheets. So I cleared away in case we'd have to get the car out without having to shovel, which I won't do. But then I tried to walk out to the chicken pen, and I got about 75% of the way up there, Patrick. And the grass was frozen so hard that I started slipping backwards, and I thought, no, I'm not going to chance this. And I turned around and come back in. They got enough food and water to last till tomorrow anyways.
I don't want to be getting hurt. It's not worth that, that's for sure.
Be hurt just from running that leaf blower. My back's been giving me fits, but I got some lidocaine patches I can put back there that seem to help some. But at any rate, it's really a beautiful day out there if it wasn't for the ice. And when you come down the front driveway, it's okay until you get within about 10 feet of the carport there, and then it turns to ice for about 10 feet. So I throwed some ice melt out on it, but it's in the shade. Any place in the shade is not thawing. the trees are dripping like crazy out there, and I noticed the gutters, there's a lot of water coming off the roof. It was a significant ice storm, put it that way.
But it still was nowhere close to what they were calling for, thank goodness. So, the Lord blessed us there, and we dodged a bullet.
Well, I just know it is. The mountains, when those storms hit that mountain over there, they kind of veer off and go northeast. I know Spartanburg, whenever there's a thunderstorm or something, it always I can look out the front yard there, and I can see it. It goes right around us and goes over there to Spartanburg, which don't hurt my feelings in the least.
To that, ready for some nice warm spring weather, but it won't be too far off.
Send you a picture of our nephew's house up in Massachusetts here in a minute. I just got a text, and I asked him if his snow shovel, how his snow shovel was holding up. He says, yikes, ice storm. Said, we had 20 plus inches of snow, just finishing my sixth snow shovel and sortie. And his vehicles look like they got about 3 foot of snow on top of them. Patrick, he's the medical scientist and different pay grade than us, and got a beautiful house up there, but it's out in the country, and boy, they really get hit.
Hopefully it's not too bad, but I know up there it's getting hammered with the snow, and I just sent you a picture of my driveway this morning at about 11 o'clock, so it don't look much different than that right now.
Yeah, significant's a good word for it, isn't it? Boy, when that's ice, it's a lot different than when it's snow. And I think we got sleet, and then we got ice on top of it. But thank the good Lord we don't have to get out in it. And the driveway out front, mine and Tim's, is all clear now. It's melted off. And it looks like the road out front's melted off, by golly. And it was a solid sheet of ice. These four-wheelers got a big group of them together and come up here to go down that hill. It didn't work out so well because it wasn't snow. It was ice.
For that. But sometimes those guys can get out there and hoot and holler. They'll break that ice up and get it off there. So when you see them out there, as long as they're not tearing up anything, just let them have fun. Because I know that's what I have to do to my driveway. I just have to get out there and just spin it up, try to break the chunks up so I can scrape it off.
Now, the kids were trying to get their sleds to go out here across the street, and they couldn't even do that. And then here come those four-wheelers, and they only went down that hill one time, and they come back up, and it was all over the road. It was kind of funny. They thought they was really going to have a blast. And ice is just a horse of a different color, I guess you'd say.
Radio check. Radio check.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. Talking to Patrick, KO4HKX. And turn it back over to Patrick. Come on and give us a transmission a little longer than that, but you sounded good.
I'm trying to get through for days now. This is KQ4LO. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Tom. N0TR and KO4HKX. I know both of you. I've been trying to get through for days, and nobody's responded.
Here, and I've responded to everybody that's come through that I've heard.
I guess it's because I had my my main band listening into the airport, so that might be it. But yeah, you were talking to the other guy and Patrick, and we've had a serial kerchunker going on here, so that might be why you couldn't do it. I heard him chiming in.
Well, Tal, I got to run. Bernice got something for me to eat over here, but like I told you the other day, just ignore that, because a lot of it isn't a ker-chunker, a lot of it's just a repeater, and I think Patrick will tell you the same thing. Anyways, you guys take care, and I'll catch you later, N0TR.
4 Zulu Lima Sierra, I can hear you pretty well here in Vail.
Well, I'm going to go back to standby, Patrick. It's good to hear your voice, and you too, Tom, and the other channel just chimed in. I'm going to go back to standing by, KQ4LOO.
Great to get. Let me see if I got it. There is people that do can trunk it just to see if they can hit it, but a lot of times what you're hearing is interference from other repeaters out in the area and different things going on. So just try to overlook it. Don't pay it any attention and roll on with your conversations. I heard you and Ben talking the other day, and there's no need for that because most of it is just interference and not somebody just sitting there conjunking it. Not that there isn't people doing that, and I've heard people on here today with the stupid noisemakers. So, like I said, just try to overlook it. Don't even pay it any attention and move on.
Yeah, roger that, but there was another guy that was on here one time. We were discussing it, and then all of a sudden some guy chimed in with a little evil, little sounding giggle as if he wasn't going to get caught, and then did it again after we said, okay, we're going to start tracking it, and he chimed in with another giggle.
Doing is antagonizing them, and it's not doing any good. So... I'm telling you now, just don't worry so much about it. Like I said, I heard the conversation between you and Ben the other day, and I'm trying to be nice about it, but was not the time or place to be having that conversation.
Roger that. Anyway, I'm going to go back to standing by. It's good to hear your voice. Glad I finally got through to you. I've been trying to contact you, but that's okay. I heard how the weather is up there from just your conversation just a couple minutes ago, which is kind of why I was trying to find out about it. But anyway, y'all have a good day. KQ4LOO standing by.
And the other station, did you say you were from? Where did you say you were from? I missed that. Standing by.
Lima Sierra. I'd like to see if I can reach out here. I'm in Vail, North Carolina. See if I'm clear or not.
Vail, North Carolina. I'm over here in Brevard, North Carolina. I'm about 8 miles north of the repeater, so you're a little scratchy, but perfectly readable, so you're making it in, no problem.
Sir, I appreciate that comeback.
Yeah, I mean, we're exactly in South
Carolina. It didn't get too
bad with this storm. Sorry, it broke up a little bit. It didn't get hit too bad with this storm.
We had ice and, well, we had snow, and then we had ice on top of it, but it wasn't too bad. It's melting down pretty good today. Went outside and cleared the cars off and checked the road out. I live like a quarter mile off the main road, so I checked the road, the driveway out, and it ain't too bad. Looks like I might be able to get out. But I hope you're having a good day, and I hope things are going good up there.
That. Well, I'm about 4 miles from the main road. I've got some back roads I got to travel, but not too bad. So I'm going to head out to work in the morning before daylight, so hopefully everything goes good. I scraped the driveway today the best I could, roughed it up since it's gravel, so try to get down in the morning. But good to hear you out there, and my name is Patrick, and you're doing pretty good coming in here. What kind of equipment you on?
3185, it's 85 watts, but it does pretty good. It don't do bad, but yeah, you be careful on your way into work. It's going to be pretty nasty in the morning, and there'll be a lot of people trying to get into work. I rode down to the main road and looked at it. It's a back road also, like you said, but it's a road out of here, but it's pretty icy still, so be careful on your way out. This is KQ4 Zulu Lima Sierra.
for Zulu Lima Sierra, I believe it was. Nice to meet you. Come back as often as you can. Great group of people on this repeater. Right now, I've been monitoring passing traffic for anybody that needs any help or anything like that, so I'll be around the rest of the day. KO4 Etiquette, and I'll be standing by for now, 73.